the functions that we find most valuable, we honor the least. Indeed, it's worse than that. If a person is performing one of those functions and either demands or simply receives by happenstance large amounts of money, like a minister, he almost has to hide it or scramble to justify receiving it. I was asked on Good Morning America how I felt proclaiming myself to be a man of God and receiving many, many, many dollars, a large income, from this work. I said I felt perfectly fine. And the reporter said, but don't you see a contradiction there? I said, well, I suppose that if I made pornographic movies, it would make it better. Or did something else equally absurd. And then I could walk down the street with my diamond rings and drive my Mercedes-Benz, and everyone would say, well, you know, he worked for it. But if you're doing the work of God, you should be satisfied with that and live on a pittance. What is that about? What kind of a mindset collectively as a society have we created, have we co-created here to allow ourselves to justify through our social order that kind of thinking? And yet, that's it. That's how it is, by and large. There are exceptions, but by and large, that's how it is. And it's another example of our insane thinking. Of course, where it comes from is this, in case you're wondering why we set it up that way. And here's what I'm getting at, here's what I'm driving at. There is a root thought in our system that suggests that money is evil. That is the root thought. And since money is evil, we give it for evil or essentially worthless things. If money were good, we would give it in abundant amounts for the good things. But money is evil, and so as a society, the body of the society is embarrassed to give large amounts of money to people who are doing very wonderful, pure, and glorious things, because there seems to be, given our extraordinary value system, a contradiction in terms. You don't reward good with evil. You reward good with good. And we carry this to such an extreme that we will not allow ourselves to be rewarded for the good things we do with the evil of filthy lucre. On the other hand, if what you've asked me to do feels very evil to me, or at the very least unpleasant and difficult, I will be very glad to take that horrible stuff called money. Indeed, I will demand it from you. What? What? You want me to do what? Oh, all right. You'll give me a lot of money for that. You see? So what we have to do is change our collective idea about what it is we have decided to reward. And that begins individually. And then to change our collective concept about money itself. That money is not evil, but in fact, God in another form. Money is the energy of life. It is the energy of God. Anybody ever hear a talk by Reverend Ike? I love money, and money loves me. Money is good. It's good to have. It's good to give away. It's good. He does these affirmations in which he assists people in coming to a new place of clarity about money. Now, not many of us have to be convinced that money is good. When we have piles of it in our hands, we sense how good it is. When we spend it, we sense how good it is to give away. Oh, and by the way, I should tell you that the worst thing you can do with money is to hold it. When you hold it, money becomes worthless. That is to say, it becomes worth less. And the longer you hold money, the less it's worth. You ever know that? Best thing you can do with money is keep it going. Keep it moving. Because the longer you hold it, the less it's worth. In fact, because that's true, that it's worth less the longer you hold it, we have had to contrive all sorts of artificial systems and put them in place to encourage you to hold money. We call these interest rates. Because the money itself is worth less the longer you hold it. So we got to pay you money to hold your money so that you can get that your money is worth more. Are you following that? See, money without function is valueless. See, this dollar in my pocket has no value whatsoever. There's no value at all here. Actually, there's no value even if I try to do something with it. But there's no value here. As long as this dollar is in my pocket, it has zero value. It's just a piece of paper. Might as well just throw it away for all the value that it has. But as soon as I give it to someone else, it has value. So money only has value in the giving of it. It has no value in the holding of it. Those of you, therefore, who are desperately holding on to your money in order to hang on to its value will discover that you've lost its value. Unless you can talk someone into giving you money for holding your money, which is the social convention we've had to contrive in order to convince people to hold their money. You will discover, however, that you will be empowered the moment you get that the fastest way to cause your money to have value to you is to flow it through. Money is an interesting system, you know. We're just passing around a piece of paper as an excuse to grant us permission to do what we love to do. Of course, some of us are engaged in professions that we don't like to do. We're doing it in order to simply make money as a means of making a living. Oh, I hope there's nobody in this room and nobody listening to this program who's currently engaged in making a living. I hope that you will decide to be one of the courageous ones, someone who has chosen to make a life rather than a living. By the way, money, I want you to think of money in a new way. Rule of life number 6. Money is our way of saying thank you. And that's all that it is. And we are giving our ministers, our nurses, and our researchers precious little thanks. When you sit down to pay your bills at the end of the month, think of it as your way of saying thanks. Thank you. Thanks and thanks again. You cannot make money. You can only have it. If you think that what you're doing is making money or earning money, see, money is not something you can earn, nor is any good thing something that you earn. It's something that you simply deserve, not because you've earned it, but because you are. If you think that money is given to you because you've earned it, you will spend the rest of your life trying to do whatever it takes to earn more. You will think that you have to earn your money, just as you will think you have to earn love or earn any of the other stuff that you'd like to have. And you'll spend the days and times of your life trying to figure out, what do I have to do to earn that? See? So I want to disabuse you of the notion that money is something that you have to earn. It is not. And by the way, if I can't disabuse you of that notion, just look around the world and you'll see all sorts of people getting all sorts of money who haven't done anything to earn it. They just have it. So it will assist you on your path to understand that money is not something that you have to earn. It's something that you have an opportunity to have. And what causes a person to have money is a person's clarity that they deserve to have it and all good things in life. And that they have to do nothing for it except just be who they are. If you're at home right now, stop the program. Turn off the machine and ask yourself the following question. Why am I now doing what I'm doing for a living? I'm asking you this now. Asking you all the question. Why am I now doing what I'm doing, whatever it is, to bring money in? And then I want to ask you a second question. Would you volunteer to do this for free? The question I want you to think about is, would I agree to be an unpaid volunteer and do the same thing I'm now doing for my present salary? How many of you would not do as an unpaid volunteer what you're now doing for money? For those of you in that category, I have to ask you another question. Why are you then now doing this thing?